Hello, I'm Jorge Getoso. On today's podcast, as Sudan marks the grim anniversary of a year-long conflict, aid agencies have warned that the country teeters on the edge of collapse, facing an unprecedented humanitarian crisis that has been largely ignored by the rest of the world. Over 8.4 million people, including 2 million children under the age of 5, are forced to flee their homes on wake of the conflict, and also 18 million people face acute food insecurity, 14 million of them children, and over 70% of hospitals are no longer functional among a rise of infectious disease. On Monday, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned crimes against humanity were potentially being committed in the country, and he said that there's a fresh cause of deep alarm. CELAC will hold a summit of heads of state to deal with the assault of the Mexican embassy and the kidnapping of former Vice President Jorge Glass in Quito, ordered by President Daniel Noboa. In this respect, Venezuelan President Nicolás Maduro assured that he will propose in the meeting that Quito grant political asylum to Glass in order to guarantee his recovery after the abuses of the Ecuadorian law enforcement forces. And Russian authorities warned the United Nations that Ukraine intensified attacks against the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. Russian ambassador reported on Monday at the Security Council of the UN that Ukrainian troops intensified their attacks against the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant in recent months. In this way, the Kiev regime continues to conduct high-risk war actions in the vicinities of the largest nuclear plant in Europe, which is guarded by the Russian forces since March 2022. And that's the world news. I'm Jorge Getoso. Please join me on another podcast of The News with Jorge Getoso. Talk to you then.